The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 9, Liberation. Chapter 11. Lord Ramchandra Rules the World. This chapter describes how Lord Ramchandra resided in Ayodhya with his younger brothers and performed various sacrifices. Lord Ramchandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, performed various sacrifices by which to worship himself, and at the end of these sacrifices he gave land to the Hota, Advaryu, Udgata, and Brahma priests. He gave them the eastern, western, northern, and southern directions respectively, and the balance he gave to the Acharya. Lord Ramchandra's faith in the Brahmanas and affection for his servants was observed by all the Brahmanas, who then offered their prayers to the Lord and returned whatever they had taken from him. They regarded the enlightenment given to them by the Lord within the core of their hearts as a sufficient contribution. Lord Ramchandra subsequently dressed himself like an ordinary person and began wandering within the capital to understand what impressions the citizens had of him. By chance, one night he heard a man talking to his wife who had gone to another man's house. In the course of rebuking his wife, the man spoke suspiciously of the character of Sita Devi. The Lord immediately returned home, and fearing such rumors, he superficially decided to give up Sita Devi's company. Thus, he banished Sita Devi, who was pregnant, to the shelter of Valmiki Muni, where she gave birth to twin sons named Lava and Kusha. In Ayodhya, Lakshman begat two sons named Angada and Chitraketu. Bharat begat two sons named Taksha and Pushkala, and Shatrughna begat two sons named Sabahu and Shutrasen. When Bharat went out to conquer various lands on behalf of the emperor, Lord Ramchandra, he fought many millions of Gandharvas. By killing them in the fight, he acquired immense wealth, which he then brought home. Shatrughna killed a demon named Lavana at Madhuvan, and thus established the capital of Mathura. Meanwhile, Sita Devi placed her two sons in the care of Valmiki Muni and entered into the earth. Upon hearing this, Lord Ramchandra was very much aggrieved, and thus he performed sacrifices for 13,000 years. After describing the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra's disappearance and establishing that the Lord appears for his pastimes only, Shukadeva Goswami ends this chapter by describing the results of hearing about the activities of Lord Ramchandra and by describing how the Lord protected his citizens and displayed affection for his brothers. Text 1. Sri Shuka Vacha Bhagavan Atmanatmanam Raman Utama Kalpakai Sarva Deva Mayan Devam AJ Tarcharyavan Makai. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Vacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Atmana by himself, Atmanam, himself, Rama, Lord Ramchandra, Uttama Kalpakai, with very opulent paraphernalia, Sarva Deva Mayam, the heart and soul of all the demigods, Devam, the Supreme Lord himself, AJ, worshipped, Atta, thus, Acharyavan, under the guidance of an Acharya, Makai, by performing sacrifices. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, Thereafter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramchandra, accepted an Acharya and performed sacrifices, yagas, with opulent paraphernalia. Thus, he himself to worship himself, for he is the Supreme Lord of all the demigods. Purport. Sarva hanam achyutejya. If Achyuta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is worshipped, then everyone is worshipped. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 4.31.14, Yata taror mula nischasechanena tripyanti yat skanda bujo pavsaka prano pahasharach chayatendriyanam yataiva sarvadhanam achyuteja. As pouring water on the root of a tree nourishes the trunk, branches, twigs, and leaves, and as supplying food to the stomach enlivens the senses and limbs of the body, worshipping the Supreme Personality of God, it satisfies the demigods who are part of that Supreme Personality. End quote. Performing yaga involves worshiping the Supreme Lord. Here, the Supreme Lord is worshipped by the Supreme Lord. Therefore, it is said, Bhagavan Atmanatmanam, AJ. The Lord is worshipped himself by himself. This does not, of course, justify the Mayavad philosophy, which one thinks himself the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The jiva, the living entity, is always different from the Supreme Lord. The living entities, vibhinamsa, never become one with the Lord, although Mayavadi sometimes imitates the Supreme Lord's worship of himself. Lord Krishna meditated upon himself every morning as a grihastha, and similarly, Lord Ramchandra performed yagas to satisfy himself, but this does not mean that an ordinary living being should imitate the Lord by accepting the processes of ahangrahopasana. Such unauthorized worship is not recommended herein. Text 2. Hotre dadat disham prachim brahmane dakshinam prabhu advaryave pratichim va utram samagaya sa. Synonyms. Hotre, unto the Hota priest who offered oblations, adat gave disham direction, prachim, the whole eastern side, brahmane, unto the Brahma priest who supervises what is done in the sacrificial arena, dakshinam, the southern side, prabhu, Lord Ramchandra, advaryave, unto the advaryuga priest, prachitam, the whole western side, va, also, uttaram, the northern side, samagaye, to the adgata priest who sings the samaveda, sa, he, Lord Ramchandra. Translation. Lord Ramchandra gave the entire east to the Hota priest, the entire south to the Brahma priest, the west to the Advaryu priest, and the north to the Udgata priest, the reciter of the Samaveda. In this way, he donated his kingdom. Text 3. Acharyaya dado sesham yavati bhus tadantara manyamanaidam kritsnam brahmano hrati nishprisha. Briha. Synonyms. Acharyaya, unto the Acharya, the spiritual master, Dado, gave Sesham, the balance, Yavati, whatever, Bhu, land, Tatantara, existing between the east, west, north, and south, Manyamana, thinking, Edam, all this, Krishnam, holy, Brahmana, the Brahmanas, Arhati, deserve to possess, Nishpriya, having no desire. Translation. Thereafter, thinking that because the Brahmanas have no material desires that they possess the entire world, they should possess the entire world, Lord Ramchandra delivered the land between the east, west, north, and south to the Acharya. Text 4. Iti ayam tadalankara vasubhyam avaseshita tatarajni apivedehi somangalya vaseshita. Synonyms. Iti, in this way, after giving everything to the Brahmanas, I am Lord Ramchandra, taught his alankara vasobhyam, with personal ornaments and garments, avasesita, remained tata, as well as Rajini, the queen, mother Sita, api also videhi, the daughter of the king of Videha, samangalaya, with only a nose ring, avasesita, remained. Translation. Thus, after giving everything in charity to the Brahmanas, Lord Ramchandra retained only his personal garments and ornaments, and similarly, the queen, Mother Sita, was left with only her nose ring and nothing else. Text 5. Te tu Brahmana Devasya Vatsalyam Bhikshya Samstutam Prita Klina Dias Tasmai Pratyar Piedam Bibhashide. Synonyms. Te, the Hota Brahman and other priests too, but Brahmana Devasya of Lord Ramchandra, who loved the Brahmanas so much, Vatsalyam, the paternal affection, Bhikshya, after seeing, Samstutam, worshipped with prayers, Prita, being very pleased, Klinadiya, with melted hearts, Tasmai, unto him, Lord Ramchandra, Pratyarpya, returning, Idam, all this, all the land given to them, Vabhashire, spoke. Translation. All the Brahmanas who were engaged in various activities of the sacrifice were very pleased with Lord Ramchandra, who was greatly affectionate and favorable toward the Brahmanas. Thus, with melted hearts, they returned all the property given or received from him, and spoke as follows. Report. In the previous chapter, it is said that the prajas, the citizens, strictly followed the system of Varnashram Dharma. The Brahmanas acted exactly like Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas exactly like Kshatriyas, and so on. Therefore, when Lord Ramchandra gave everything in charity to the Brahmanas, being qualified, wisely considered that Brahmanas are not meant to possess property to make a profit from it. The qualifications of Brahmana are given in Bhagavad Gita 18:42. Samo damas tapaso cham shantir arjavam evacha. Gyanam bhigyanam astikyam brahma karma svabhavajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the Brahmanas work. End quote. The Brahminical character offers no scope for possessing land and ruling citizens. These are the duties of a Kshatriya. Therefore, although the Brahmanas did not refuse Lord Ramchandra's gift, after accepting it, they returned it to the king. The Brahmanas were so pleased with Lord Ramchandra's affection toward them that their hearts melted. They saw that Lord Ramchandra, aside from being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was fully qualified as a Kshatriya and was exemplary in character. One of the qualifications of a Kshatriya is to be charitable. A Kshatriya, or ruler, levies taxes upon the citizens not for his personal sense gratification, but to give charity to suitable causes. Dhanam Ishvara Bhava. On one hand, the Kshatriyas have the propensity to rule, but on the other, they are very liberal with charity. When Maharaj Yudhisthira gave charity, he engaged Karna in taking charge of distributing it. Karna was very famous as Datta Karna. The word Datta refers to one who gives charity very liberally. The kings always kept a large quantity of food grains in stock, and whenever there were any scarcity of grains, they would distribute grains in charity. A Kshatriya's duty is to give charity, and a Brahmana's duty is to accept charity, but not more than needed to maintain body and soul together. Therefore, when the Brahmanas were given so much land by Lord Ramchandra, they returned it to him and were not greedy. Text 6. Apratam nastvaya kim nu Bhagavan Bhuvaneshwara Yano nintar hridayam vishya tamo hamsi svarochisa. Synonyms. Apratam, not given, not unto us. Tvaya, by your lordship, kim, what, nu, indeed, Bhagavan, O Supreme Lord, Bhuvuna Ishvara, the O Master of the whole universe, yet, because na our antahridayam, within the core of the heart, visya, entering tama, the darkness of ignorance, hamsi, you annihilate, or svarochisa, by your own effulgence. Translation. O Lord, you are the master of the entire universe. What have you not given to us? You have entered the core of our hearts and dissipated the darkness of our ignorance by your effulgence. This is the supreme gift. We do not need a material donation. Purport. When Dhruva Maharaj was offered a benediction by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he replied, quote, O my Lord, I am fully satisfied. I do not need any material benediction. End quote. Similarly, when Prahlad Maharaj was offered a benediction by Lord Nrsingadev, he also refused to accept it and instead declared that a devotee should not be like a vanik, or a mercantile man who gives something in exchange for some profit. One who becomes a devotee for some material profit is not a pure devotee. Brahmanas are always enlightened by the Supreme Personality of Godhead within their heart. Sarvasachaham hri sannivisto matismiti garamapohanam cha. And because the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are always directed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are not greedy for material wealth. What is absolutely necessary they possess, but they do not want an expanded kingdom. An example of this was given by Vamanadev. Acting as a brahmachari, Vamanadev wanted only 3 paces of land. Aspiring to possess more and more for personal sense gratification is simply ignorance, and this ignorance is conspicuous by its absence from the heart of a Brahmana or Vaishnav. Text 7. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Ramaya Yakunta Medase Uttama Shloka Duryaya Nyasta Dandar Pitangriaya. Synonyms. Nama, we offer our respectful obeisances, Brahmanya Devaya, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who accepts the Brahmanas as his worshipable deity, Ramaya, unto Lord Ramchandra, Akunta Medase, whose memory and knowledge are never disturbed by anxiety, Uttamashloka Duraya, the best of very famous persons, Nyasta Danda Arpita Angraye, whose lotus feet are worshipped by sages beyond the jurisdiction of punishment. Translation. O Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who have accepted the Brahmanas as your worshipable deity. Your knowledge and memory are never disturbed by anxiety. You're the chief of all famous persons within this world, and your lotus feet are worshipped by sages who are beyond the jurisdiction of punishment. O Lord Ramchandra, let us offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Text 8. Kadachil loka jignasur gudo ratriyam alakshita charan vachos nidodrama baryam udisya karichit. Kasyachit. Synonyms. Kadachit, once upon a time, loka jignasu, desiring to know about the public, Guda, hiding himself by a disguise, ratriyam, at night, alakshita, without being identified by anyone else, charan, walking, vacha, speaking, ashrinot, heard, Rama, Lord Ramchandra, baryam, unto his wife, adisya, indicating kasyachit, of someone. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued. Once, while Lord Ramchandra was walking at night incognito, hiding himself by a disguise to find out the people's opinion of himself, he heard a man speaking unfavorably about his wife, Sita Devi. Text 9. Naham bibharmi tvam tustam asatim paraveshmagam shtaino hi bibriyat sitam namo naha, ramo naham bhaje puna. Synonyms. Na, not, hum, I, bibharmi, can maintain, tvam, you, dustam, because you are polluted, asatim, unchaste, paravesham vesmagam, one who has gone to another man's house and committed adultery, strina, a person who is henpecked, he, indeed, bibrihat, can accept, sitam, even sita, rama, like Lord Ramchandra, na, not aham, I, bhajay, shall accept puna again. Translation. Speaking to his unchaste wife, the man said, you go to another man's house, and therefore you are unchaste and polluted. I shall not maintain you anymore. A henpecked husband like Lord Ram may accept a wife like Sita, who went to another man's house, but I am not henpecked like him, and therefore I shall not accept you again. Text 10. Iti loka Bahumukad Durya Yad Asambida Patya Bitena Satyakta Prapta Prachetasashraman. Synonyms. Iti, thus, lokat, from persons Bahumukat, who can talk nonsensically in various ways, Durarayat, whom it is very difficult to stop, Asambida, who are without perfect knowledge, patya, by the husband, bitena, being afraid, sa, mother Sita, tyakta, was abandoned, prapta, went, prachetasa ashrama, to the hermitage of prachetasa Valmiki Muni. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, men with a poor fund of knowledge and a heinous character speak nonsensically. Fearing such rascals, Lord Ramchandra abandoned his wife, Sita Devi, although she was pregnant. Thus, Sivadevi went to the ashram of Valmiki Muni. Text 11. Antarvatni akate kale yas mo sa surshave sutta kusho lava iti kut kato tayos chakre kriya muni. Synonyms. Antarvatni, the pregnant wife, agate, arrived kale in due course of time. Yamo, twins, Cha, Sita Devi, Sushuve, gave birth to Suto, two sons, Kusha, Kusha, Lava, Lava, Iti, thus, Kyato, celebrated Tayo of them, Chakra, performed Kriya, the ritualistic ceremonies of birth, Muni, the great sage, Valmiki. Translation. When the time came, the pregnant mother, Sita Devi, gave birth to two twins, later celebrated as Lava and Kusha. The ritualistic ceremonies for their birth were performed by Valmiki Muni. Text 12. Angadas Chitriketus cha Lakshmanasyat Majo Smritao Taksha Pushkala Itiastum Bharatasya Mahipate. Synonyms. Angada Chitaketu Chitaketu also, Lakshmanasya of Lord Lakshman, Admajo, two sons, Smrito, were said to be Taksha, Taksha, Pulak, Pushkala, Pushkala, iti, thus, Astam were Bharatasya of Lord Bharat, Mahipate, O Lord, or King Prikshit. Translation, O Mars Prikshit, Lord Lakshmana had two sons, named Angada and Chitaketu, and Lord Bharat also had two sons named Taksha and Pushkala. Text 13 and 14. Subhad hu shruta senas cha satrugnasya babhudvatu gandharvam kutiso jagne bharato vi jaye disam tadiyam danam aniya sarvam rajne dvavedeyat shatugnas chamadho putram lavanam namarakshasam hatva madhubane chakre madhuram nama vaipurim. Synonyms. Shabu, Shubahu, or Shubahu, Shutasen cha also Shatrughnasya of Lord Shatrughna, Babuvatu, were born. Gandharvan, persons related with the Gandharvas who are mostly pretenders. Kotisha, by the tens of millions. Jagne, killed. Bharata, Lord Bharat. Vijaye, while conquering, Disham, all directions, Tadiyam, of the Gandharvas, Danam, riches, Aniya, bringing, Sarvam, everything, Yajane, to the king, Lord Ramchandra, Nyavedayat, offered, Shatrughna, Shatrughacha, and Moda, and of Madhu, Putram, the son, Lavanam, Lavana, Namanda, by the name, Rakshasham, a man-eater, Hatva, by killing, Madhuvane, in the great forest known as Madhuvan, Chakra constructed Mathura, Nama by the name Vai, indeed, Pudim, a great town. Translation, Shatrughna had two sons named Subahu and Shutrasen. When Lord Bharat went to conquer all directions, he went to kill many millions of Gandharvas who are generally pretenders. Taking all their wealth, he offered it to Lord Ramchandra. Shatrughna also killed a Rakshasa named Lavana, who was the son of Madhu Rakshasa. Thus he established in the great forest known as Madhuvan, the town known as Mathura. Text 15. Mano niskipya ktanayo sita bar ritra visvasita dhyayanti dramacharanao vivaram pravivesha. Synonyms. Munau, unto the great sage Valmiki, niksipya, giving in charge, Tanayo, the two sons Lava and Kusha, Sita, mother Sita Devi, Bhartara, by her husband, Vivasita, banished, Dhyayanti, meditating upon, Ramacharanu, the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra, Vivaran, within the earth, Pravivesha, she entered, ha, indeed. Translation, being forsaken by her husband, Sita Devi entrusted her two sons to the care of Valmiki Muni. Then, meditating upon the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra, she entered into the earth. Purport. It was impossible for Sita Devi to live in separation from Lord Ramchandra. Therefore, after entrusting her two sons to the care of Valmiki Muni, she entered into the earth. Text 16. Tachchrutva Bhagavan Ramo Rudham Api Diyasucha Smaramstasya Gunamstam Stan Nasakno Rudamishvara. Synonyms. Tat, this, the news of Sita Devi's entering the earth, Shrutva, hearing, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rama, Lord Ramchandra, Rudran, trying to reject, Api, although, Diya, by intelligence, Shucha, grief, Smaran, remembering, Tasya, of her, Gunan, qualities, Tan, under different circumstances, Na, not, Asaknot, was able, Rodhum, to check, Ishvara, although the Supreme Controller. Translation, after hearing the news of Mother Sita's entering the earth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was certainly aggrieved. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, upon remembering the exalted qualities of Mother Sita, he could not check his grief in transcendental love. Purport, Lord Ramchandra's grief at the news of Sita Devi's entering the earth is not to be considered material. In the spiritual world, there are also feelings of separation, but such feelings are considered spiritual bliss. Grief and separation exist even in the absolute, but such feelings of separation in the spiritual world are transcendentally blissful. Such feelings are a sign of tasya prema vasyata svabhava, being under the influence of hladini shakti and being controlled by love. In the material world, such feelings of separation are only a perverted reflection. Text 17. Stripum prasanga etadrik saratra trashamavaha apisvaranam kim uta gramyasya grihachetasa. Synonyms. Stripum prasanga, attraction between husband and wife or man and woman. Ekadrik, like this, sarvatra, everywhere, trasham avaha, the cause of fear, api even, ishvaranam, of controllers, kim uta, and what to speak of, gramayasya, of ordinary men in the, of this material world, griyachetasa, who are attached to materialistic household life. Translation. The attraction between man and woman, or male and female, always exists everywhere, making everyone always fearful. Such feelings are present even among the controllers like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and is the cause of fear for them, what to speak of others who are attached to household life in this material world. Purport. As explained above, when the feelings of love and transcendental bliss from the spiritual world are pervertedly reflected in this material world, they are certainly the cause of bondage. As long as men feel attracted to women in this material world, and men and women feel attracted to men, the bondage of repeated birth and death will continue. But in the spiritual world, there is no fear of birth and death, and such feelings of separation are the cause of transcendental bliss. In the absolute reality, there are varieties of feelings, but all of them are of the same quality of transcendental bliss. Text 18. Tata urdvam brahmacharyam daryan Ojo hot prabho, traya dasabda sahasram, agni hotram akanditam. Synonyms. Tata, thereafter, urdvam, after Mother Sita's going into the earth, brahmacharyam, complete celibacy, daryan, observing, ajuhot, performed the ritualistic ceremony and sacrifice, prabhu, Lord Ramchandra, trayodasa abda sahasram, for 13,000 years. Agnihotram, the sacrifice known as Atrihokna, Agnihotra Yajna, Akhanditam, without ceasing. Translation. After Mother Sita entered the earth, Lord Ramchandra observed complete celibacy and performed an uninterrupted Agnihotra Yajna for 13,000 years. Text 19. Smaratam hridi vinyasya vidham dandaka kankatakai svapada palavam rama atma jyotir agatata. Synonyms. Smaratam, of persons who always think of him, hridi, in the core of the heart, vinyasya, placing vidham, pierced, dandaka kankatakai, by thorns, in the forest of Dandakaranya, where Lord Ramchandra was living there. Svapadapalavam, the petals of his lotus feet. Ramacha, Lord Ramchandra, Atmajyoti, the rays of his bodily luster, known as the Brahmajyoti. Agat, entered. Tata, beyond the Brahmajyoti, or in his own Vaikuntha planet. Translation. After completing the sacrifice, Lord Ramchandra, whose lotus feet were sometimes pierced by thorns, when he lived in Dandakaranya, placed those lotus feet in the hearts of those who always think of him. Then he entered his own abode, the Vaikuntha planet, beyond the Brahmajyoti. Purport. The lotus feet of the Lord are always a subject matter for meditation for devotees. Sometimes, when Lord Ramchandra wandered in the forest of Dandakaranya, thorns pricked his lotus feet. The devotees, upon thinking of this, would faint. The Lord does not feel pain or pleasure from any action or reaction of this material world, but the devotees cannot tolerate even the pricking of the Lord's lotus feet by a thorn. This was the attitude of the gopis when they thought of Krishna wandering in the forest with pebbles and grains of sand pricking his lotus feet. This tribulation in the heart of the devotee cannot be understood by karmis, jnanis, or yogis. The devotees who could not tolerate even thinking of the Lord's lotus feet being pricked by a thorn were again put into tribulation by thinking of the Lord's disappearance, for the Lord had returned to his abode after finishing his pastimes in this material world. The word Atmajyoti is significant. The Brahmajyoti, which is greatly appreciated by gyanis, or monistic philosophers who desire to enter it for liberation, is nothing but the rays of the body, Lord's body. Yasirprabha Parbhavatao Jagannandakoti Kodisha Shesha Vasudati Vibhutibinam Tad Brahma Nishkalamananta Shesha Bhutam Govinda Madhipurusham Tamam Jami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord who is endowed with great power. The glowing effulgence of his transcendental form is the impersonal Brahman, which is absolute, complete, and unlimited, and which displays the varieties of countless planets with their different opulences in millions of universes. Brahmasivita 540. The Brahmajyoti is the beginning of the spiritual world, and beyond the Brahmajyoti are the Vaikuntha planets. In other words, the Brahmajyoti stays outside the Vaikuntha planets, just as the sunshine stays outside the sun. To enter the sun planet, one must go through the sunshine. Similarly, when the Lord or his devotees enter the Vaikuntha planets, they go through the Brahmajyoti. The gyanis, or monistic philosophers, because of their impersonal conception of the Lord, cannot enter the Vaikuntha planets, but they also cannot stay eternally in the Brahmajyoti. Thus, after some time, they fall again to this material world. Varuna kachena parampadam tata padanti adho nirditaya smarangraya. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.2.32. The Vaikuntha planets are covered by the Brahmajyoti, and therefore one cannot properly understand what those Vaikuntha planets are unless one is a pure devotee. Text 20. Nidam raso ragopate sura rachnayata lila tanor adika samyavimukha jamna raksho vado jaladi bandhanam ashrapugai kim tasya shatru hanane kapayasahaya. Synonyms: not, idam, all these, yesha, fame, Ragupati of Lord Ramchandra, Surayachnaya, by the prayers of the demigods, Atali Latano, whose spiritual body is always engaged in various pastimes, Adhika Samya Vimukta Damna, no one is greater than or equal to him, Rakshavada, killing the Rakshasa Ravana, Jaladi Bandhanam, bridging the ocean, Astra Pogai, with bows and arrows, Kim, whether Atasa his, Shatru Hanane, in killing the enemies, Kapaya, the monkeys, Sahaya, assistance. Translation: Lord Ramchandra's reputation for having killed Ravana and with showers of arrows at the request of the demigods and for having built a bridge over the ocean does not constitute the factual glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramchandra, whose spiritual body is always engaged in various pastimes. Lord Ramchandra has no equal or superior, and therefore he has no need to take help from the monkeys to gain victory over Ravana. Purport: as stated in the Vedas, Shweta Sutar Upanishad 6.8, Natasya karyam karanam chavidyate, natat samas chabhyadikas chadisyate, prayasya shakter vividai vishuyate, svabhaviki jana balakriya cha. The Supreme Lord has nothing to do, and no one is found to be equal or greater than him, for everything is done naturally and systematically through by his multifarious energies, end quote. The Lord has nothing to do. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. Whatever he does is his pastime. The Lord has no duty to perform to oblige anyone. Nonetheless, he appears to act to protect his devotees or kill his enemies. Of course, no one can be the Lord's enemy, since who could be more powerful than the Lord? There is actually no question of anyone's being his enemy, but when the Lord wants to take pleasure in pastimes, he comes down to this material world and acts like a human being, thus showing his wonderful, glorious activities to please the devotees. His devotees are always eager to see the Lord victorious in various activities, and therefore to please himself and them, the Lord sometimes agrees to act as a human being and perform wonderful, uncommon pastimes for the satisfaction of the devotees. Text 21. Yasya malam nripa sadha shuyos so dunapi Gayanti agha grinam yasayo dig ibhendra patam. Tam naka pala vasupala kriyita justa. Padabujam ragupatim sharanam prapadye. Synonyms. Tasya, those, Lord Ramchandra's amalam, spotless, free from material qualities, nripa sadhashu, in the assembly of great emperors like Maharaj Yudhisthira. Yasif, famous glories, adhunapi, even today. Gayanti, glorify, agagnam, which vanquish all sinful reactions, rishaya, great saintly persons like Markandeya, dik ibhad indra patam, as the ornamental cloth covering the elephant that conquers the directions, tam that, nakapala, the heaven of heavenly demigods, vasupala of earthly kings, kadita, by the helmets, justa, our worship, pada ambujam, whose lotus feet, ragupatim, unto Lord Ramchandra, sharanam, surrender, prapadye, I offer. Translation, Lord Ramchandra's spotless name and fame, which vanquish all sinful reactions, are celebrated in all directions, like the ornamental cloth of the victorious elephant that conquers all directions. Great saintly persons like Markandeya Rishi still glorify his characteristics in the assemblies of great emperors like Maharaj Yudhisthira. Similarly, all the saintly kings and all the demigods, including Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, worship the Lord by bowing down with their helmets. Let me offer my obeisances unto his lotus feet. Text 22. Sayash pristo bidristo va samvisto nugato piva koshalas te vyayustanam yatra gachanti yogina. Synonyms. Sa, he, Lord Ramchandra, yai, by which person, spristo, touched, abhidrishta, seen, va, either, samvista, eating together, lying together, anugata, followed as servants, apiva, even, koshala, all those inhabitants of Koshala, ite, they, yayu, departed, stanam, to the place, yatra, wherein, gachanti, they go, yogina, all the bhakti yogis. Translation. Lord Ramchandra returned to his abode, to which bhakti yogis are promoted. This is the place to which all the inhabitants of Ayodhya went after they served the Lord in this very manifest pastime by offering him obeisances, touching his lotus feet, fully observing him like a father, as a father-like king, and sitting or lying down with him like equals, or even just accompanying him. Purport. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Janma karma chame devyam evam yavade tatvata, tvakta deham parnajanma netimam eti sarjana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. End quote. Here, this is confirmed. All the inhabitants of Ayodhya who saw Lord Ramchandra's activities, served him as servants, sat and talked with him as friends, were somehow or other present during his reign, went back home, back to Godhead. After giving up the body, the devotee who becomes perfect in devotional service enters that particular universe where Lord Ramchandra or Lord Krishna is engaged in his pastimes. Then, after being trained to serve the Lord in various capacities in that Prakata Lila, the devotee is finally promoted to Sanatan Dharma, or Sanatan Dham, the supreme abode in the spiritual world. This Sanatan Dham is also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Parastasmat tubhavonyo vyakto vyaktat sanatana. One who enters the transcendental pastimes of the Lord is called Nityalila Pravista. To understand clearly why Lord Ramchandra returned, it is mentioned herein that the Lord went to that particular place where the bhakti yogis go. The impersonalists misunderstand the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam to mean that the Lord entered his own effulgence and therefore became impersonal. But the Lord is a person and his devotees are persons. Similarly, the living entities like the Lord were persons in the past, they are persons in the present, they will continue to be persons even after giving up the body. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Text 23. Purusho Ramacharitam Shravanayar Upadarayan Anrisam Syaparam Paro Rajan Karma Bandar Vimuchite. Synonyms. Purusha, any person, Ramacharitam, the narration concerning the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramchandra, Srivanai by oral reception, Upadharyana, simply by this process of hearing, Anshramasya Para becomes completely free from envy, Rajan O King Prakshit, Karma Bandai by the bondage of fruitive activities, Vimuchyate, one becomes liberated. Translation. O King Prakshit, anyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the characteristics of Lord Ramchandra's pastimes will ultimately be free from the disease of envy and thus be liberated from the bondage of fruitive activities. Purport. Here in the material world, everyone is envious of someone else. Even in religious life, it is sometimes found that if one devotee has advanced in spiritual activities, other devotees are envious of him. Such envious devotees are not completely free from the bondage of birth and death. As long as one is not completely free from the cause of birth and death, one cannot enter the Sanatana Dham, or the eternal pastimes of the Lord. One becomes envious because of being influenced by the designations of the body, but the liberated devotee has nothing to do with the body, and therefore he is completely on the transcendental platform. A devotee is never envious of anyone, even his enemy. Because the devotee knows that the Lord is his supreme protector, he thinks, quote, "What harm can the so-called enemy do?" End quote. Thus, a devotee is confident about his protection. The Lord says, "Ye tam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham." Quote, "According to the proportion of one's surrender unto me, I respond accordingly." End quote. A devotee must therefore be completely free from envy, especially of other devotees. To envy other devotees is a great offense, a Vaishnava aparad. A devotee who constantly engages in hearing and chanting Shravana Kirtana is certainly free from the disease of envy, and thus he becomes eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. Text 24. Sri Raja Vacha Katamsa Bhagavan Ramo Bhatrin Vasvayam Atmana Yasmin Vate Navavartanta Praja Paros Chaishvade. Synonyms. Sri Raja Vacha Maharsh Prakshit inquired, Katam how sa he, the Lord Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rama, the Lord Ramchandra, Bhatrin, unto the brothers, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna, va either, swayam personally, atman expansions of his person, tasmin unto the Lord, va either, te, they, all the inhabitants and the brothers, anvartana, behaved, praja, all the inhabitants, pura, the citizens, cha, and ishwari, unto the Supreme Lord. Translation, Maharsh Prakshit inquired from Shukadeva Goswami, how did the Lord conduct himself and how did he behave in relationship with his brothers who were expansions of his own self, and how did his brothers and the inhabitants of Ayodhya treat him? Text 25. Sri Badaranayar Uvacha Atadisad Digvijay Bhartrims Tri Bhuvaneshwara Atmanam Darshayan Svanam Purim Aiksata Sanuga. Synonyms. Sri Badaraini Vacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Ata, thereafter, when the Lord accepted the throne on the request of Bharat, Adishat ordered Digvijay to conquer all the world. Bhatrin, his younger brothers, Tri Bhuvana Ishwara, the Lord of the universe, Atmanam, personally, himself, Darshayan, giving audience, Swanam, to the family members and the citizens, Purim, the city, Aikshata supervised Sa'ang Anuga with other assistants. Translation, Sri Shukadeva Goswami replied, after accepting the throne of the government and by the fervent request of his younger brother Bharat, Lord Ramchandra ordered his younger brothers to go out and conquer the entire world, while he personally remained in the capital to give audience to all the citizens and residents of the palace and supervise the governmental affairs with his other assistants. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead does not allow any of his devotees or assistants to be engaged in sense gratification. The younger brothers of Lord Ramchandra were at home enjoying the personal presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the Lord ordered them to go out and achieve victory all over the world. It was the custom, and this custom is in some places is still current, that all other kings would have to accept the supremacy of the emperor. If the king of a small state did not accept this emperor's supremacy, there would be a fight, and the king of the small state would be obliged to accept the emperor as supreme, otherwise it would not be possible for the emperor to rule the country. Lord Ramchandra showed his favor to his brothers by ordering them to go out. Many of the Lord's devotees residing in Vrindavan have taken the vow to not leave Vrindavan to preach Krishna consciousness. But the Lord says that Krishna consciousness should be spread all over the world, in every village and town. This is the open order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prithiviti achyakra nagaradigram sarvatra prachar habinvaranam. A pure devotee, therefore, must execute the order of the Lord and must not gratify his senses by remaining stagnant in one place, falsely proud, thinking that because he does not leave Vrindavan but chants in a solitary place, he has become a great devotee. A devotee must carry out the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yadideki Tadika Krishna Upadesh. Every devotee, therefore, should spread Krishna consciousness by preaching, asking whomever he meets to accept the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord says, Sarvadharma Pracharya Mamikam Sharanam Vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. End quote. This is the order of the Lord who speaks as the Supreme Emperor. Everyone should be induced to accept this order, for this is victory, Dikvijay, and it is the duty of the soldier, the devotee, to impress upon everyone this philosophy of life. Of course, those who are Kanishtha Adhikaris do not preach, but the Lord shows mercy to them also, as he did by staying personally in Ayodhya and giving audience to the people in general. One should not mistakenly think that the Lord asked his younger brothers to leave Ayodhya because he specially favored the citizens. The Lord is merciful to everyone, and he knows how to show his favor to each individual person according to his capacity. One who abides by the order of the Lord is a pure devotee. Text 26. Astika margam gando gado gadai karnam madasikarai swaminam praptam alokya matam va sutaram yiva. Synonyms. Astika margam. These streets were sprinkled, Gandu Udai, with perfumed water, Kadinam of elephants, Mada Sikarai, with particles of perfumed liquor, Swaminam, the master or proprietor, Praptam, present, Alokya, seeing personally, Matam, very opulent, Va, either, Sutaram, highly, Eva, as if. Translation. During the reign of Lord Ramchandra, the streets of the capital Ayodhya were sprinkled with perfumed water by drops of perfumed liquor, thrown about by elephants from their trunks. When the citizens saw the Lord personally supervising the affairs of the city in such opulence, they appreciated this opulence very much. Purport. We have simply heard about the opulence of Ramrajya during the reign of Lord Ramchandra, but now here is one example of the opulence of the Lord's kingdom. The streets of Ayodhya are not only cleansed, but also sprinkled with perfumed drops, water, and drops of perfumed liquor, which were distributed by elephants through their trunks. There was no need of sprinkling machines, for the elephant has a natural ability to suck water through its trunk and again throw it out in a shower. We can understand the opulence of the city from this one example. It was actually sprinkled with perfumed water. Moreover, the citizens had the opportunity to see the Lord supervising the affairs of the state. He was not a sleeping monarch. We can understand from his activities in sending his brothers to see the affairs outside the capital and punish anyone who did not disobey the emperor's orders. This is called Digvijay. The citizens were given all facilities for peaceful life, but they were also qualified with appropriate attributes according to Varnashram. As we have seen from the previous chapter, Varnashrama Gunanvita. The citizens were trained according to the Varnashram system. A class of men were Brahmanas, a class of men were Kshatriyas, a class were Vaishyas, and a class were Shudras. Without this scientific division, there can be no question of good citizenship. The king, being magnanimous and perfect in his duty, performed many sacrifices and treated his citizens as his sons, and the citizens, being trained in the Varnashram system, were obedient and perfectly ordered. The entire monarchy was so opulent and peaceful that the government was even able to sprinkle the street with perfumed water, what to speak of other management. Since the city was sprinkled with perfumed water, we can simply imagine how opulent it was in other respects. Why should the citizens not have felt happy during the reign of Lord Ramchandra? Text 27, Prasada Gopura Sabda Chaita Deva Grihadishu Vinyasta Hema Kalashai Pratakabis Chamanditam. Synonyms, Prasada in palaces, Gopura, palace gates, Sabha, assembly houses, Chaita, raised platforms, Devagriha, temples wherein deities are worshipped, Adishu, and so on, Vinyasta, placed, Hema Kalashai, with golden water pouts, Pakakabi, by flags, Cha also, Manditam, bedecked. Translation, the palaces, the palace gates, the assembly houses, the platforms for meeting places, and the temples and all such places were decorated with golden water pots and bedecked with various types of flags. Text 28. Pungai Savrintai Rambhapai Patikabi Suvasasam Adarshar Amsukai Shragbi Krita Kautuka Toranam. Synonyms. Pugai, by trees of betel nut. Savrintai, with bunches of flowers and fruits. Rambabi, with banana trees. Patikabi, with flags. Suvasasam, decorated with colorful cloth. Adarshai, with mirrors. Amsukai, with cloths. Shugbi, with garlands. Krita Kotuka, made auspicious. Toranam, but possessing reception gates. Translation, wherever Lord Ramchandra visited, auspicious welcome gates were constructed with banana trees and betel nut trees full of flowers and fruits. The gates were decorated with various flags made of colorful cloth and with tapestries, mirrors, and garlands. Text 29. Tam upeyus tatra tatra paro arhana panaya Asisu yujur deva pahimam prak atrayoditam. Synonyms. Tam, unto him, Lord Ramchandra. Upeyu, approach, tatra tatra, wherever he visited. Puro, the inhabitants of the neighborhood. Arana panaya, carrying paraphernalia to worship the Lord. Asisha, blessings from the Lord. Yuja came down, Deva, O my Lord. Pahi, just maintain, imam, this land, prak, as before, tvaya, by you. Udristam, rescued from the bottom of the sea in your incarnation as Varaha. Translation, wherever Lord Ramchandra visited, the people approached him with paraphernalia of worship and begged the Lord's blessing. Quote, O Lord, they said, as you rescued the earth from the bottom of the sea in your incarnation as a boar, may you now maintain it. Thus we beg your blessings. End quote. Text 30. Tata praja viksya patim chiragatam Didrisayo strisagra strionara Aruya karmayani aravindalochanam Atripta natra kushamar avakiran. Synonyms. Tatra, thereafter, praja, the citizens, viksya, by seeing patim, the king, chiragatam, returning after a long time, didrikshaya, desiring to see, utstrichtagriha, vacating their respective residences, striya, the women, nara, the men, aruhya, getting on top of harmyani, great palaces, aravindalochanam, Lord Ramchandra, whose eyes are like the petal of a lotus, atripta nretra, whose eyes were not fully satisfied, kusumai, with by flowers, avikiran, showered the Lord. Translation, thereafter, not having seen the Lord for a long time, the citizens, both men and women, being very eager to see him, left their homes and got up on the roofs of the palaces, being incompletely satiated with seeing the face of the lotus-eyed Lord Ramachandra, they showered flowers upon him. Text 31 through 34. Ata pravishta svagraham justa svai purvarajabi anantakila doshadyam anargyo ru parichadam vidruma dumbara dvadrayar vidhurya stamba pankipi stalar marakatayar svachar brat ja spatika bitibi Chitra Shragbi Pati Kabir Vasumani Ganam Sukai Mukta Phalais Chid Ulusai Kanta Kamol Papatibi, Dupa or Dupa Dipai Surabibir, Manditam Pushpa Mandanai, Stri Pumbir Surasankashar, Justam Bhushana Bhushanai. Synonyms. Atta, thereafter, Pravishti, he entered Svagraham, Agriham, his own palace, Justam, occupied Svai by his own family members, Purvarajibi by the previous members of the royal family, Ananta, unlimited, Akila, everywhere, Kosha, treasury, Adyam, prosperous, Anargya, priceless, Uru, high, Parichadam, paraphernalia, Vidurma, of coral, Udumba, Baradvarai, with the two sides of the doors, Vaidurya Stamba, with pillars of Vaidurya Mani, Punktibi in a line, Stalai with floors, Marakatai made of Marakata stone, Svachai very cleanly polished, Brajat dazzling, Svatika marble, Bitibi foundations, Chitra Shragbi with varieties of flower garlands, Patikabi with flags, Vasha clothing, Manigana Amsukai with by various effulgent and valuable stones, Muktapalai with pearls, Chit Ulasa, increasing celestial pleasure, Kantakama, fulfilling one's desires, Upapatibi, by such paraphernalia, Dupadipai, with incense and lamps, Surabibi, very fragrant, Manditam, decorated, Pushpa Mandinai, by bunches of various flowers, Stri Pumbi, by men and women, Sura Sankasai, appearing like the demigods, Justam, full of Bhushana Bhushanai, whose bodies beautified their ornaments. Translation. Thereafter, Lord Ramchandra entered the palace of his forefathers. Within the palace were various treasures and valuable wardrobes. The sitting places on the two sides of the entrance door were made of coral. The yards were surrounded by pillars of Vaidurya Mani. The floor was made of highly polished Marakatamani, and the foundation was made of marble. The entire palace was decorated with flags and garlands and bedecked with valuable stones shining with a celestial effulgence. The palace was fully decorated with pearls and surrounded by lamps and incense. The men and women within the palace all resembled demigods and were decorated with various ornaments which seemed beautiful because of being placed on their bodies. Text 35. Tasmin sa Bhagavan Rama snigdhaya priya yestaya reme svarama diranam rishabha sitaya kila. Synonyms. Tasmin, in that celestial palace, saw he, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rama, Lord Ramchandra, snigdhaya, always pleased by her behavior, priya yestaya, with his dear most wife, reme enjoyed svarama, personal pleasure, diranam, of the greatest learned persons, Rishabha, the chief, Sitaya, with Mother Sita, Kila, indeed. Translation. Lord Ramchandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the best of the learned, the chief of the best learned scholars, resided in that palace with his pleasure potency, Mother Sita, and enjoyed complete peace. Text 36. Bubuje cha tata kalam kamam dharmam opideyan Varsha Pungan Bahun Rinam Abhidyatangri Palava. Synonyms. Bubuje, he enjoyed Cha also Yata Kalam as long as required, Kamam, all enjoyment, Dharmam, religious principles, Abhidyan, without transgressing, Varsha Pungan, duration of years, Bahun Mini, Rinam, of the people in general, Abhidyata, being meditated upon, Angri Palava, his lotus feet. Translation. Without transgressing the religious principles, Lord Ramachandra, whose lotus feet are worshipped by devotees in meditation, enjoyed with all the paraphernalia of transcendental pleasure for as long as needed. Purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 11th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Lord Ramachandra rules the world, end quote.